take these courses for consciousness-based health careers, and now I'd like Dr. Wallace to explain some of the programs in more detail.
I was thinking what an interesting task that Maharishi had. When you think about it, a normal master would have, you know, some number of disciples, maybe 10 disciples or something like that, and he would teach them the knowledge and give them the experience of higher states of consciousness and just on a very individual level deal with them on all aspects of their life. And it's remarkable, Maharishi had such a different task. He had the whole world to take care of, and he had to do it in an interesting way where everyone had the experience, but it also had to be in some way spread and propagated throughout the world. So there had to be an organizational structure. There had to be ways of supporting it. And so it became the movement as we know it, this huge enterprise, and not just a few disciples. And in that process, Maharishi gave us many different gifts. He took, what an undertaking. I mean, not only do you have to explain to the whole world that enlightenment is not mystical or something strange, that it's something that's natural neurophysiological development of the brain. That alone would be the greatest accomplishment of the world if Maharishi had just done that, which he did, and brought out the greatest knowledge through wonderful collaborations. I was just at a conference where Dr. John Hagelin spoke. It's just extraordinary, the pinnacle of that knowledge and how distinct it was from anybody else. You look at the research that Dr. Schneider has done, just enormous achievements. So this is a phenomenal achievement. And yet Maharishi then entered into so many different areas and basically had to revive them in such a way where the knowledge was basically being lost. The chanting of the Vedas, we think of what Maharishi did, just on that alone, how that knowledge would have been lost if Maharishi hadn't set up this extensive network of schools and proper training and reestablishing a whole vast area of knowledge. And then the same in Ayurveda. And it was always a joy to be with Maharishi when he entered into a new area. Disease Free for Society was, of course, a bold concept, but there's nothing that Maharishi did that wasn't bold. You know, the Age of Enlightenment, the World Plan. I mean, any one of the names of any one of the years were mind-boggling. I remember somebody coming to me, I have been in silence, this was in 1974, and Jerry Jarvis came to me and said, Keith, you've got to talk to Maharishi. This idea of the Age of Enlightenment, that's just too bold. How can we have that? I'd just been in, 7 days of silence. I thought, bold, that's nothing, Jerry. It's fine, And so, taking on the whole health of the world was just one small enterprise of Maharishi. And you think of, just the charming things he did, the wonderful people he brought to us. Dr. Triguna, what an extraordinary individual. And so much fun to be with. I traveled around the world, to China, to Egypt, meeting with presidents of different leaders where he would take the pulse. NIH, where he took all the pulse of all these heads of, major heads of institutes. And they were just bewildered by his ability. And just, he'd come to a place and what he'd want to see was the cattle. He'd want to see the cows. And he'd want to, just introducing a whole different mentality. And just a charming, wonderful, giving human being. And Balraj Maharshi, just a joy to be with. Such intricate knowledge of all the plants. When my son was with me in India and we met Balraj, he said, tell Maharshi I want to take him on as a disciple. I said, what? My son. And I went to Maharshi. I said, Maharshi, Balraj wants to take Ted on as this, as his disciple. What should I do? He said, no, it's okay. He's being nice. Don't worry. I have other plans for him. But, there's this, and Dr. Dvaiti, we traveled around the world with Dr. Dvaiti and Dr. Bauhofer, myself, we just go everywhere through Africa, South America, just all over the world with Maharishi and Dr. Dvaiti. such a wonderful human being, charming man. And with these three people, Maharishi took, just like he did with the Veda, chanting the Veda, it just completely transformed Ayurveda. And then Anandji has just done an incredible job for 30 years or more, taking all these products and just going through the intricacies of formulations that nobody has ever done. It's just an amazing achievement, passing all these standards and the quality of the products. Really very precious gifts that Maharishi has given us. And yet, when you were with him, you never felt it was done. He was always exploring. He was always pushing the envelope. Okay, we mid-1980s, we had three clinics, we were training doctors. Maharishi just completely pulled everyone back. He's banished doctors one year, just completely banished them. You can't be a doctor, just Ayurveda. Then he brought them back in again. Just so many different churnings and so many different interpretations. And then always perfecting, you know, the different programs. Robert ran an amazing program here in Vedic medicine. Just fantastic. And then for some reason, she just pulled back. And then we all came to Flow Drop and worked for the last 5 years just on these whole different plans, a whole different kind of hospital, revamping everything over and over and over again. And, you know, you think, oh my goodness, Maharishi, we had the lead, we could have taken over the whole market, we had No, it just wasn't the way Maharishi dealt with it. He just wanted to perfect everything and just create these packages of knowledge. And I don't envy Alan, who has the job now of trying to, you know, we had the market edge. We were out there. We were the leaders. We were the ones that said, and people acknowledge it. We just had a conference, a huge yoga conference, and they all acknowledge, yes, you were the ones that started it. You did this, you did that. And now, you know, because Maharishi pulled back, because he wanted to go more deeply into it and go to every little detail more and more and more, then all these other people have advanced, and now we have to catch up to them once again. But it was the way Maharishi did things. He was not concerned with business so much as he was concerned with knowledge, with perfecting the knowledge. And in those last years when we were with him in Flow Drop, Maharishi would just, he just was so focused on the health of the world, so beautifully focused. And he said, you must take care, you must have compassion for the health of the world. Not just sell this product, not do that, but take care of the health of the whole world. And this hospital that he created was this extraordinary achievement of really integrating all streams of medicine. I'd never seen Maharishi do this. We were all Ayurveda, and then suddenly he expanded to 50 different departments. He said, everything that works is Ayurveda. It was just bewildering. So this was, you know, Maharishi's great gift to all of us. And now we have a big responsibility. Alan has a bigger responsibility than I do, and Nanji has the biggest responsibility of all. We have the responsibility here, Robert and I, of creating educational courses, getting them out to the world. And I think, you know, it's the students here are so appreciative. They love this knowledge. These courses that Maharishi created are so fantastic. And as we heard from the visit from Oprah Winfrey, Fairfield is the best kept secret in the world, and we hear that from everybody. It's all these top Indian dignitaries that visited recently, they just were bewildered that we had all this knowledge here. And so we have these secrets. We have this great knowledge, and now it is our responsibility to get it out there to the world. And it's always been our responsibility, but now seems to be the time. Maharishi said his work was done, and he left us all this work to do. His work was done. It's not ours. Yeah, that's the test, you know. And so it just seems it goes on and on and on. And it is really a huge responsibility, because we have these incredible formulas, we have this incredible knowledge. It really was perfected by Maharishi to a level which just extraordinary. And now it's just a matter of us finding the means to get it out. So one of the various programs that we've created here, we you know, by being in Europe, by watching all the programs around the world, one thing you could see very clearly in Italy, where they had a 3-year program for doctors. Very, very careful. They had pulse diagnosis over and over again. You know, these doctors would meet. They were in Milan and they were in Rome. They'd meet, you know, once a month, a long weekend, and they'd have all kinds of case studies. And you can see the difference. After 3 years, these doctors, Western doctors, very top-level doctors, really gained confidence. So we realized, and Marcia always said this, that we just weren't giving enough programs for the doctors. Although, you know, just one course is basically what we had, one really introductory course, and then maybe some little bit of a follow-up, but they were short courses. So we really, really have to create a program for the doctors, and that's our master's program that we're creating, and we have to do it for distance education. There's really, to imagine all the doctors coming to Fairfield to take these programs is, you know, absurd. And fortunately, Dr. Stuart Rothenberg's been offering a number of very wonderful courses out in Scripps in San Diego to get that ball rolling, and we will continue it. We should have a course in January where we invite a lot of doctors here, but our whole intention is to take it, put it on distance education, and get it out to the world. And we'll use any means we can. Alan has very kindly said we can use his website advertising all of MUM programs. Thank you very much, Alan, for doing that. And thank you, Anandji, for all your support for MUM. And we, that's one level, the top level, the doctors. We're also just started this Maharishi Ayurveda Wellness Consultant Program for anyone. We have some of our members, Shelley Lackman's here, she took the program. Different people here have started to take the program. We had very good reviews. We had Dr. Gupta, wonderful Vaidya, very dear, very wonderful man. Just loved Maharishi, just cared for Maharishi. That's another thing, we have incredible Vaidyas in the United States who spent, you know, 10 or 15 years teaching this knowledge. Very, very, really understood Maharishi well. And Dr. Rothenberg did a marvelous job. Dr. Paul Moorhead has just been absolutely fantastic for our students and for this consulting course, teaching Ayurveda. So really a very, very powerful group. We also had some very practical knowledge of what it takes to actually become an Ayurveda consultant. And then this program will become part of our undergraduate program. And then we really hope to, you know, we have two tracks. One is pre-med, but we also have this Ayurveda consultant program, and we hope that all the students will gain this knowledge. I mean, it's the desire of Robert and myself that when you really train somebody, the best way to train them, we really want a medical school, we want a big hospital right here. We want to have the Mayo Clinic right here, because we know that if we... That would be easier than a disease-free society. So one small step in that direction. But, I mean, it means that we can take students at a very young age. They don't have to be completely indoctrinated by modern medicine. They can start learning Ayurveda right in a parallel path as they learn Western medicine. And that will make a big difference. So they'll be able to see both points of view and not have to kind of really be kind of so ingrained in one discipline and then have to go back and be retrained. So that's a very strong desire of ours. And then we want to put out a lot of just simple courses for health education. There's a huge interest in the United States, and Ayurveda fulfills that interest in allowing people to take care of their own health. As Anandji was explaining, these 6 stages of disease, obviously people can do more. It's just education. We just taught a wonderful class, the Diet, Digestion, and Nutrition, which Marcia carefully created to the undergraduates, about 37 students. It was just so fun to see how they love this knowledge. And they made, at the end, they made these incredible presentations. I thought, why are we teaching? They should be teaching. They're absolutely so creative, so full of life. And we had an incredible cooking class at the Lackman's house. And it was just amazing to watch how once you give somebody the opportunity to get this a little more deeply, then they can integrate it in their life. I mean, we all live in a world where it's sometimes hard to do all the things that are prescribed by Ayurveda. But we just have to be creative and figure out ways where we can introduce it more and more and integrate it into American lifestyle. And I think that these courses will help. Robert has a very, very great and powerful book, Total Heart Health. And that book are putting into a distant education course. I think it's December 10th and 11th, and it'll be offered to everybody. And we'll just have a whole series of lectures. We'll show the beautiful Vedic man that Maharishi created with Maharaj. Just incredible display of, Maharishi was so happy with this. This was the quintessence of knowledge, of Ayurveda, Vedic science, of everything, that you could see the Ved in the body. That when somebody was walking towards you, that was living Ved. And that really is the pinnacle of knowledge, using Vedic sounds. That's the greatest component of Ayurveda, using Vedic sounds to cure the body, to reset the physiology in its proper way. And so we have so many different gifts from Maharishi, all these different areas, TM, all the herbal preparations, all the different, many, many different programs, Jyotish, Tapajivade, all the pundits here in Fairfield, just really, really amazing what we have. So now it just is our responsibility to package it in a way that everybody can understand it and appreciate it for the whole world. So now I turn the mic over to Alan, who has this very difficult job of suddenly catching up with all the other Ayurvedic firms and making Ayurveda, the Maharishi Ayurveda, the number one in the United States. Alan?
Thank you, Keith. Before I start, I want to ask Anand just to tell a short story about the first quality control that took place with Maharishi Ayurveda, and I think you'll find it charming.
Well, it was the first quality lesson I received. And it was like at the very beginning days, just to give my background, I don't have any formal education of Ayurveda or any medical science or anything. It was just Dr. Tribhuna and Dr. Balraj Maharshi. They pointed the finger towards me that we want him to take care of responsibility of production. And Maharshi said, fine, go ahead. I said, I don't know anything about Ayurveda. I said, you will learn. And that learning I am still having, continuing. And my first learning was, we started working, we engaged one very famous Vaidya who was expert in manufacturing of medicines and all. So we decided that we'll produce our first product as Chyawanprash. So we did. We made a batch of about 500 kilo of Chyawanprash. And with great enthusiasm and this thing, put some Chyawanprash in a silver ball and presented it to Maharishi. And Maharishi then gave it to Dr. Tribhuna. Dr. Tribhuna took a spoonful and asked the Vaidya whether the ingredient quality and all was fine, was good and all. And he said, yes, yes, we took everything, highest quality, did every thing, production was done in a very precise manner, and this is the best quality of Chyawanprash I have ever produced. And then Tribhunaji said that, okay, I mean, fine, but how much you have paid for Vanshalochan? Vanshalochan is an ingredient which is an important ingredient of Chyawanprash. How much you paid for Vanshalochan? And he said, well, I paid 8 rupees a kilo. Those days were very cheap. And Tribhunaji said, but good Vanshalochan is available for 80 rupees. Which one you have used? He said, this is the one I have been always using. And in my previous employment, this was the one we have been using, and it is the best quality in the market. So then he said that best quality, I mean, real Chyawanprash is 80 rupees a kilo, and this is the synthetic version of that, the commercial version of that, and we should not use that. she started arguing, oh, Veggie, I have been making Jivan Prash for so many years, and this is the best quality and all that. And suddenly I started looking at Maharshi. He was kind of about to explode. And he did explode. Was like anything. And I thought that this is the end of Maharshi Ayurved. I should start doing something else. Somehow, Dr. Triguna pacified him and things got a little calmer, a little cooler. But Maharshi made us big a pit in Maharshi Nagar, Noida. We were all in Noida at that time. In the night, in the middle of the night, we had to dig the pit ourselves because there were no workers available. And we had to bury that whole Chavan Prat in there. That was the first quality lesson I received. So whenever I come across any kind of temptation to go for corner cutting and all, suddenly this story, this incident comes to my mind and prevents me from falling into the trap, into that temptation. Then what happened, next was, after a few weeks or so, we were preparing we started doing all those things, and we started working in a little more routine manner. We were preparing some product which required about 10 ingredients. And our Vaidya, at that time, on that day, we had only 9. So I said, Vaidyaji, that okay, let us close the work today. Tomorrow we will get the 10th one and just make this thing. Next day when I reached the factory, I found the product was ready. So I asked Vaidyaji, our supplier has become so efficient that he has delivered the thing right in the morning, which has never been the case in the past. How did it happen? He said, well, I have added this ingredient little more and completed the thing. I said, when you need 10 ingredients for some product, why did you finish it with just 9? He said, don't worry, nothing will happen. I said, this is my biggest worry, that nothing will happen. So far, having such great knowledge of Ayurveda given by all our rishis and maharshis, which can change the world, change the health aspect of the world, and Maharshi has given us the responsibility of creating a disease-free society. If you do it like this, definitely nothing will happen, and it will be just like that. It will continue to be like that. Then I discussed with some people, and then I was suggested that we go for some external auditing system. So, like what? So somebody suggested, okay, we should go for ISO certification, where we develop the systems, and then we have internal auditing, external auditing, and everything in such a way that that we don't leave any chance for such things like using less ingredient and all that. I thought, yes, this is a very good idea, why not? But for that, I had to fight with my people for 6 years. We got the ISO certification, which generally a good company, good pharmaceutical company could get in about 2 years' time. It took us 6 years to get that because the whole mindset of the Ayurveda industry was not in that direction. And now I really appreciate Maharishi's vision. He didn't put any Ayurveda expert in charge of manufacturing. Having no knowledge of Ayurveda, I was put in charge. And Maharishi said, you will learn, and that's what I have been learning, those lessons, and have come up with a very strong system. After ISO, then we went for another certification where all the hazards are analyzed and then they are taken care of with a preventive measure. So we got HACCP certification. Then all the other certifications were easy because then by that time the mindset of our people was different. So we got the WHO certification, WHO GMP, Good Manufacturing Practices. Then we went for this GLP, Good Laboratory Practices. Our laboratory is also certified. Then we went for AYUSH ranking, Government of India, this AYUSH Department of Government. They have developed certain ranking. So all our products now come under AYUSH premium ranking, which is not, nobody else in India has achieved that. Only some companies have just one or two products, whereas most of our products are in the premium ranking. So like that, these achievements all led us, actually that Maharishi's vision, creating a disease-free society, led us to all these steps. I know the target is very far, is very big. It will take quite a long time to achieve, but I also know that every step in that direction is giving us some satisfaction, some encouragement, and every step in that direction gives us energy to take the next step. Next step, and each step, each next step is going to be faster and longer, and we are sure that we will be able to achieve Maharishi's objective. I don't know, I don't call it in a short time, but as soon as possible. So thank you, Ellen, for giving me time.
If you ever get a chance to go to India, I would encourage you to stop by the facility in Noida, in Delhi. It's very impressive. The facility has 20 vaidyas on staff at any given time, overseeing the herbal preparations being made, overseeing quality control, and developing new products. So it's really a wonderful experience, and I know Ram and Anand would love to have you there and take you on a tour. In fact, they'll tell you that it is actually a government. The government directs people to this facility as a tourist destination for people and doctors who are interested in Ayurveda. It's very impressive. I had the luck of going there in April and getting the grand tour. And I have to tell you, the workers there are very lucky. The smells that come out of that facility, you walk out and you're in the cloud. So it's a wonderful experience.
They also meditate.
We're really excited to be working with MUM. You know, we have Maharshi Ayurveda, we have MUM, we have the Transcendental Meditation Program, and to some extent they all operate separately, but we're really all pushing to work together these days. And one thing that Maharshi Ayurveda wants to do is we're working to create an introductory lecture on Ayurveda, very short, but to whet people's appetite on it, send it out with the intention that they'll take the wellness course that MUM has to offer. Because, of course, if people take that course, then they learn to value the products that we have to offer, and they can help individuals, truly help them. So we're really excited to be working with Robert and Keith in that area. Another program we're developing at Maharshi Ayurveda is how can we help make this wellness coach a reality, a real career. And so what we've developed is a program that if for any health professional, whether it's a wellness coach, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a yoga instructor, a chiropractor, they can sell our products, either stock them and sell them, and they buy them at wholesale, or if they don't want to stock them, they can refer their customers to our products via our website or our catalog, and then they receive a commission ongoing for the life of that customer on any purchases that are made. So it's the programs that Robert and Keith are talking about are very real career paths that someone can pursue in Ayurveda. So that's very exciting. It's very exciting for us to offer. Keith mentioned we were just at a conference with the Yoga Alliance. They have 33,000 members, and these are all teachers. And there were about 350 participants there. Paul was there with us, Paul Schaefer. And they got up every morning at breakfast, and they talk, as if people would get up to the mic and talk. And what you'd hear consistently, and Tom Krupa was there, I'm sorry, also with Mappy, what they consistently say is people aren't coming to us for asanas. They're not coming to us for yoga as we know it in the U.S. They're coming to us because they have health problems, and we need the tools to help them. And the asanas aren't enough. And so they're hungry. They're hungry for more. And the Transcendental Meditation Program, Roger John Hagelin spoke there. It was incredibly impressive. And the courses that MUM have to offer are that answer. So we want to get those out to people in a very coherent way. So we're very excited about that. Anand touched on quality control. And when we talk to people about MAPI, one thing that we go over again and again is our quality control and the purity of the products. These products are made according to the ancient scriptures, the Charaka Samhita. You have these Vaijas who are, how many generations back is the average Vaija in your plant?
Well, several.
Many generations back. And they're overseeing all of these products being made according to these ancient Vedic texts. These aren't newfangled ideas that someone's coming up with. And this is something that we are very proud of. You can talk to other companies, I'm not going to name any, and they'll say, oh, we have products coming from India. And you say, are they Ayurveda? And they say, oh, well, we have a doctor, an MD, who formulates these. And of course, there's probably some knowledge of Ayurveda there or something, but we have the real thing. So we're very excited. We say authentic Ayurveda when we talk to them. It's also, as you hear when we talk about Transcendental Meditation, it's time-tested. These formulas are not 25 years old. They're thousands of years old. So their effectiveness is known. And that's very impressive when you talk to someone about that. And that it's not some new age formula. It's not something that someone came up with a year or two ago. We also say that they are long-term solutions to health. You know, in America, people want a magic bullet. And we tell them we don't have that. What we have is a long-term solution to your health. And that these solutions are life-changing. So we have very real solutions for them. Well, what does the future look like for Maharshi Ayurveda? Keith mentioned that I have a difficult job, but I'd probably differ with him. And, you know, we all have our stories of transformation. I'm a businessman who's been in Fairfield 20 years, a governor, a meditator for 30 years plus, like many people here. And if you would have said to me a few years ago, you'll be running Maharshi Ayurveda, we would have had a very long laugh. as I made some ridiculous comments about it. And I won't go through the history of how I came to be running it, but like everything, it's a story of personal transformation. And one thing that's clear, when I got there, I didn't know what to expect. And on the practical, superficial level, there were things that I saw as a businessman that needed changing. But what you experienced more there was the quality of the people and the quality of the products. I had my come-and-go relationship with Maharishi Ayurvedic products over the years, but now being there and going through the many day-to-day things we go through, the experience of the effectiveness of these products and how powerful they are for our society in solving problems long-term becomes so clear. And working with the people at MAPI is the greatest thing, and working with the herbs. People will tell you, Michael Lackman just started working with us, for those of you who know Michael, and he said, I didn't expect it to be so blissful here. And I'm doing a bit of a plug, but we've just moved MAPI from Colorado over the last, in 2010, we now have 30 employees here. This is the home of Maharishi Ayurveda, as it should be with MUM here. And so you're going to see advertisements for positions, and they're real-world positions. We pay real-world salaries. Right now we have a junior webmaster that Michael's looking for. We're looking for a wholesale manager, someone who has experience in the area of placing our products with wholesale suppliers, Whole Foods, Everybody's. We're about to go into Hy-Vee next week, and we hope that will turn into a regional placement. We just placed ads in 5 national magazines, Yoga Journal, Whole Living, Natural Solutions, to name a few. Our name is getting back out there. So if you see our ads, you're interested, or you know someone who's interested, we'd love to talk to you.
Walgreens.
You know, Maharishi Ayurveda essentially is right now a niche company. We sell to our meditating family. We want to change that. We want to go out to the wholesale market. We want to go out to the retail market in a very strong way through our websites, through our catalogs that we develop. And so we have different programs. I won't go through all those tonight to do that, but we intend to expand. And probably one of the strongest areas is through this health professional area. Health coaches, doctors. We have many medical doctors, trained medical doctors, who practice what is now called integrative medicine. And they buy a great deal of our products. We have one doctor, Kulri Chowdhury, who's been on the Oz show, and she uses one of our products. She says it has more; it is more effective on MS than any of her standard medicines she's ever used. So really effective products, and we have a lot to offer, but we have to get the word out. So if any of you have experience in this way, you want to share ideas with us, we're open. Whether it's wholesale, whether it's you have email, proprietary email lists, come talk to us. We'd love to work with you. Another area that we clearly understand needed to be addressed to become competitive and move out into the greater market was to address our products becoming organic. And we've started to do that in the last 6 months. Amalaki used to be Regen Vitality. It's now premium organic Amalberry is organic, USDA. Digestone, our Trifla, is organic. You probably saw our Vata, Pitta, and Kapha teas are now organic. And I'll get in trouble if I name the other ones that are coming out in the next few months. But more and more, you're going to see our products come out as organic. And another thing that's important, we'd love if Ananda's promised to come back, is for him to talk about the sustainable aspect of how these herbs are produced and raised. There's a wonderful story in India of how our products are made. So that's the next topic. Along with this, we understood that we had to be market competitive. We have relevant products, they're effective, but they had to be market competitive. And if you've been out to our store, which we encourage you to go to, or you've seen them in Everybody's again, they're back in Everybody's, Digestone, Omelaberry, Acid Balance, Worry-Free, Blissful Sleep, Deep Rest, Bioimmune, Prostate Protection, Youthful Mind, Cardio Support, Clear Throat, just to name a few. These products are now priced from $11.95 to $24.95. So we're really excited. What I tell you is that nothing's changed in the formulation. Nothing. They're the same high-quality products. One other point I would mention is that we have an international group here. And if any of you are from out of the country and you know that your country doesn't have Maharshi Ayurveda products and you know responsible business people who would be interested in starting to distribute the products in your country, contact us. We'll put you in touch with Anand or with Ram, and Maharshi Ayurveda wants to expand. So feel free to contact us. I guess in closing, the last thing I would mention to you is what we would like, if there was one thing I'd like you personally to come away with tonight from this, is I'd ask you a question. And that is, what can we do for you? That's our goal at Maharshi Ayurveda, and that is to help you and to serve you. Feel free to communicate with us, give us feedback on any aspect of our company, whether it's how a product helped you or our customer service. We're open. We want to know it all. Our goal is to help each and every one of our customers, and we know that if we do that, the rest of the equation will naturally follow. We'll naturally be successful and achieve the things we want. So give us feedback, and we know that when you're satisfied, when you're healthy, we won't even have to advertise because you'll do that for us. So again, with all sincerity, I think if we could say one thing about Ayurveda, it's from that point that Maharshi started everything he did, from this deep level of compassion. One goal, to help, to heal our world. So that's what we want to give. And anyone you talk to who works for the company, you'll find that's their commitment. I want to thank Craig Pearson for giving us Dalby Hall tonight and helping us out. All the staff at MUM, and again, Anand and Keith and Robert for coming and speaking tonight. And I think we have a drawing now. And here comes Vanna White. Oh, and we will have questions and answers afterwards. So,
all right.
Let's, anyone want to come up and reach in a basket someone? Yeah. I can't do it because I'm not... I'm biased. So. Okay,
sorry. Patrick Kinsley.
Patrick here?
Parkinsley.
Went home early. So we'll... We'll contact him and let him know that you want a wonderful gift basket. And so does anyone have any questions of any of us up here? We don't want to keep it going too late. Could you repeat that? Thank you.
Thank you for this wonderful presentation. And one point today, in today's health movement or this different aspects of bringing health to society, relationships play a very important role because people inspire each other to be healthy. So there are many, many approaches by natural doctors to engage communities in health programs today. And I experienced Maharshi Ayurveda as far away in Vedic City. And here, there, for the students, there is no direct address here on campus to get any consultation. And as a student, one always connects Maharshi Ayurveda with being very expensive. But here's, if one goes to a consultation to a Maharshi Ayurveda writer and meets him, oh, you will be prescribed a lot of medications, and then you better don't go, you can't pay that. As a student, I just say this one. And there are some people like me who just were trained to reject the body. So it's a way of personal transformation, as you said. It's a difficult way to deal with health for some people. For some people, not. They readily, when the doctor tells them you have to take those medications, they do it. But I don't do it. I just reject my body. I was always trained to reject my body. So for me, it's a very painful way to deal with deal with health or deal with my body even, because I'm usually going into the mental area. And so I only wanted to say, and then my idea, let's have a student like we have since now. I mean, David Lynch organization tries to enliven international student organization again at different universities. Why don't we have an Ayurveda student organization? Mm-hmm. And around the country. And please think, if you are really compassionate, think of people like me. Think of people who hate to deal with their body. Think of people who really need very compassionate people to, it's not about prescribing medication and leave the patient alone. It's not like that.
First, we want you to accept your body. Second, for the students, there are two levels, education for self-care and then the clinic. On the level of education, we're offering four Maharshi Ayurveda courses, these 16 lesson courses, to the entire student body. And we've had amongst the largest classes on campus.
I took a pilot course, but I never paid my pilots. I said to Paul Moorhead, sorry, I can't really do it. I can't do it. I was even taking a bad grade. I only want to tell you there are severe cases like me.
We'll do a refresher course with you. Second, now that we're training these new Maharshi Ayurveda consultants, and we've had some of our graduate students, our PhD students, now PhDs in physiology with this area of specialization, we'll be starting a student clinic soon. So you can come back for refresher courses. We're offering the courses to all the students. All the students learn some level of Maharshi Ayurveda throughout the 4 years.
I was good intellectually. I was perfect in doing my homework. I only didn't feel my pulse. I didn't do it. I hated to do it. I refused to do it. 40% of the problem.
So we'll have a special class for you.
Yes, please. Can you come to the microphone?
As you may know, we have our compassionate governor, who is very intelligent, to set up a program to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. And we have a great mayor here who has also set up a program to make Fairfield the healthiest city in the healthiest state in the United States. So is there a way that we could tie in with Mayor Malloy and also with the state in some way that would be of mutual benefit to our university, to our knowledge, and to the poor, suffering people of the state of Iowa who have not been given any of this tremendous knowledge?
Thank you.
as a question.
Yes, it's a very good idea. We have some networking at the state level and through our Mayor Malloy, and actually Ken Daly, a member of the university faculty, is already working with the state government and county government. So it's a great idea, and also with the new healthcare legislation, there are elements for prevention and integrative medicine. I hope that healthcare legislation continues, probably many of us here do too. And yes, we should and are networking to those programs.
Yes?
Let me ask you, is there any products that are coming down the line where you have gemstones in the resinas and also the incorporating the soma plant?
Well, we will be having some, I mean, we do have some products which have gemstone, basmai, and all that, but maybe these products at the moment are being marketed as health food supplements, and such ingredients may not be allowed, is it right, as health in the health food supplement. But when we get some of our products registered as medicine, herbal medicine, then we will be able to do that. So those products will be allowed.
We do have products now. For example, Worry Free has pearl in it. Our calcium products have oyster, mother of pearl, I believe, in it, and our oyster shell and pearl in it. So there are products right now, but it's very difficult with the FDA. We have to be very careful. Maharshi, from the start, made sure that we only brought in products that would not be perceived as dangerous or causing problems for Maharshi Ayurveda. One thing I'd like to mention, and it's very dear to this man's heart right here, Paul Schaefer, is that for this community, Maharshi Ayurveda, at its core, is to develop higher states of consciousness, to put the body in balance so that it can have refined perception. And Maharshi Ayurveda has a suite of products. We have a suite of products for helping with refined perception. We've advertised that. There's, I think, a poster in the store. If you go into the store, they can tell you what those products are. If you call our call center, they can tell you. But a wonderful suite of products for those of you who are rounding or in the dome or meditating with the group. So this is another exciting area for our group. It's not something that I think the man or woman on the street might relate to.
That's sort of like soma available now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
With soma production inside.
Very powerful. We in fact, limit how much Paul can have before he comes into the office so he's functional. Could you?
She wants to know some names of the ones.
Okay. Well, Paul's primary product of preference is 287, MA287. What other ones, Paul? Is Digestone one of them, or Amalaki?
Digestone is one, Amalaki is one.
Yeah.
287, Amrit, Kalash.
So what I would mention to you is one thing we've done is we've put on our products a golden seal, and this seal symbolizes resina. And a nine can tell you exactly what a resina is, but it's basically the raj of our herbal formulations. And I believe that most of these would also have a strong consciousness component. You might want to just comment on resinas. But look for that seal.
If we look at the definition of resina in Ayurveda, they say, jara vyadi nashanam, a substance which can destroy the process of aging, is resina. What happens when we look at the definition of health in Ayurveda? Says sam dosha, sam agni, sam dhatu mal kriya, prasanna atmendriya mana, swasthya ityabhi diyate. It talks about balance. Balance in dosha, balance in agni, in balance in digestive fires throughout the body, balance in production of different tissues, dhatus, different tissues of the body. I mean the rasa, the blood, the asthi, the bone, the marrow, the cholesterol, or I mean, okay. So all these tissues are produced in a balanced manner. All the waste material goes out of the, gets eliminated from the system, and the deepest level of bliss at the level of mind, at the level of senses, and the deepest level of Atma is health. And this health is maintained, I mean, Rasayana helps maintaining that health. Rasayana helps maintaining the balance in every level. When the production, when the balance is there, when every tissue of the body is produced in a balanced manner and replaces the old one all the time, we all know that our body changes, I mean, so many, all the organs do change over a period of time. Some change in 5 days, some may change in 2 years, but they all change. That means our body is always new. When the replenishment of all the tissues is proper in a balanced manner, now where is the aging? So that is the secret in Ayurveda. Secret of, you can say, not, mean the destruction of aging, or reduction, retardation of aging, or even you can say the mortality. So it's all, Rasayana has tremendous value. The scientists so far have been able to appreciate the antioxidant value of Rasayana. But it's not just a simple antioxidant. Our Amrit Kalash is not an ordinary simple antioxidant, it's a Rasayana. And one of the top Rasayana, as explained by Dr. Triguna, that this is the top Rasayana. So like that, all the Rasayana, they all have that value which you said about Soma. Now Soma is what? Soma is not a herb, or is not in some bush or something. It is production in the body which re-enlivens the entire intelligence of the system. That is Soma. And the Soma is generated in the body sometime automatically, it should be, but due to some stresses, some external stresses, food and climate and all those things, the production may get suppressed. The Rasayana helps develop that, helps regain that.
A rose.